and welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. Happy New Year! It's the start of a new year and this is the first episode of a brand new series of Postcard from Gibraltar podcasts. In this, my first series, I'm hoping to share some of the sounds of Gibraltar. I've been blogging about life here on the Rock of Gibraltar for about 18 months now and I've loved sharing my photos with you. But when you hear something, I think that really tells a whole other story than just being able to see it on a screen. So that's the reason for the podcasts, to give a whole new dimension to Postcard from Gibraltar. I'll be taking you with me to some of the many interesting places and events we have going on here, and I'm also hoping to talk to some of the fascinating people who live here and make Gibraltar what it is, and tell their stories too. How was your Christmas? After a social whirl of Christmas assemblies and functions for the little postcards had died down, it was a pretty quiet one for us. We did manage to get out and about though, and I took my microphone out with me. I've been for a swim in the sea and even climbed to the top of the rock. It's Boxing Day. The weather's looking not that warm, and we're all headed out to Catalan Bay Beach for the annual polar bear swim. Wish me luck. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of myself. I don't really know what all the fuss was about because it wasn't that cold, or it certainly wasn't as cold as I anticipated it to be. But then I did grow up in the northwest of England and had summer holidays in Scotland and North Wales. So I do know what a cold sea feels like. But yes, I'm really proud of myself. I'm so pleased I did it. And who knows? Maybe I'll be able to get a few more people to join me next year. Do you fancy it? So it's New Year's Eve and I've decided that so far Christmas has been far too inactive, so I've hauled myself up the hill and I'm going to go and attempt the Med steps again. It's been well over a month, maybe even two, since the last time I did it, so I've a feeling it may take me a bit longer than it used to when I was fit in the spring when we did our Med Steps 5 challenge, but here goes. Wish me luck. It's a little bit breezy, as you can probably hear. Oh my word. Hopefully when we get round the corner it'll be a little bit more sheltered. Hello! We're in the tunnel. Less than halfway. Oh, I wouldn't mind a lift to the top. So I've taken a few minutes out to catch my breath and have a sip of water, and I'm now at a very famous vantage point where I'm standing facing north. In front of me I can see Sandy Bay, Catalan Bay, Eastern Beach, the very tip of the runway, and then on across the frontier into Spain. I can see the sun shining on La Línea and Santa Margarita in the distance. It's absolutely beautiful. There's patches of blue showing through the clouds, and the seagulls in their tens if not hundreds are circling overhead, cruising on the thermals. so peaceful. Oh, so here we are at the base of the final stretch of steps, and they seem to stretch on an awfully long way. I think somebody's added a few more since the last time I came, so here goes. 1, 2, 75, 76, 77, 78, 259, 260, 261 steps to the top. Oh, I made it. Oh, I'm standing on the very peak of the Rock of Gibraltar. I've got the Mediterranean Sea on my left. Directly in front of me, I've got the Straits of Gibraltar, and I can see the sun shining away in the distance on Morocco, and on my right I can see Algeciras and the Bay of Gibraltar. Oh, I'm ready for a cup of tea and a lie down now. I'm so pleased I did it.
Well, I'm pleased to say I managed to recover from my trip up the Med steps. We're now into the final hour of 2016. We'll be counting down very shortly, but I think it's about time we had some bubbles.
It's the 5th of January, it's the night of the Three Kings Cavalcade. This year is a very special year, it's the 60th anniversary of the Cavalcade here in Gibraltar. There'll be seven floats processing along Main Street along with Miss Gibraltar and her princesses, and by the sounds of it and the sights of it, the whole of Gibraltar has turned out to have a look. It's amazing atmosphere and very, very loud. The excitement is starting to build. That was the drums from the Gibraltar Academy of Music and Performing Arts and the Gibraltar Sea Scouts Band, adding the atmosphere to the 60th anniversary Gibraltar Cavalcade last night. I hope you've enjoyed hearing some of my highlights from the festive period over here in Gibraltar. Christmas is now officially over and it's time to get back to normal again. I look forward to bringing you another Postcard from Gibraltar podcast very soon. Please do get in touch and let me know what you thought about this podcast. You can do that on the blog at postcardfromgibraltar.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram too as Postcard from Gibraltar, and you can find me on Twitter as Postcard from Gib. If you have iTunes and you'd like to hear more from me, please subscribe and leave a review. That way, more people will be able to find the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast in future. The theme music for this podcast is created by Twisterium. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and until next time, bye for now.